Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of New York City. The United Nations says that the Temple Mount in Jerusalem belongs to the Muslims, and they completely ignored Jewish history. That's the headline. David Doling comes to give us more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
They refer to the Temple Mount only as a Muslim site and solely as a Muslim site. They ignored all of Jewish history. That does not bode well for the future, does it?
Well, it doesn't, and it's just historically wrong. I mean, Haram al-Sharif, that means the sanctuary. Haram al-Sharif is the noble, and the Muslims have called it that for 1,500 years, but it's been called Har Habayit in Hebrew, the mount of the house, the holy house, Habayit, for over 3,000 years. That's just a fact. The Bible, of course, focuses on that, and to leave that name out entirely in this resolution, supported by, I think, 134 countries, not supported by the U.S., Australia, or Canada, and a few other countries, Guatemala, that moved their embassy to Jerusalem, also opposed it. But most U.N. member states supporting it, most European nations supporting it. And the Israeli ambassador simply said, look, you know, let's recognize the Jewish connection to this as well here. By the way, the Israelis are lamenting that fact, that the Democratic ambassador to the UN will probably be far less supportive of Israel than President Trump, certainly Nikki Haley. So they're watching that side of it as well.
David Doling explaining how the United Nations declared that the Temple Mount in Jerusalem is a Muslim site, and at the same time, completely ignoring Jewish history. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Let me set aside the UN declaration on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem and remind you of what God's Word says about this very sacred piece of real estate. In 2 Samuel chapter 5, God gave Jerusalem to the Jewish people as its political capital, and that forever. 2 Samuel chapter 6, God makes Jerusalem the spiritual capital for the Jews, and then God gives King David the city of Jerusalem as its eternal capital when he gives David the Davidic covenant. Now that should negate the United Nations declaration. The ancient Jewish prophet Zechariah said that the Messiah, Jesus Christ, will come to Jerusalem to build his kingdom temple, from which he will rule and reign forever. That's Zechariah chapter 6, verses 12 and 13. The United Nations resolution is not absolute. God's word is absolute. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...